in Shenzhen Foreign Language School for 6 years. It practiced me a lot. So I learned my English there.
Do you remember any fun things happen in class when you were learning English there?
Oh, maybe because we used the foreign textbooks, so it was very fresh and I don't know, very interesting, and we just enjoy the jokes. And at first we just didn't know what the joke was talking about, but later when we are more familiar with those cultures abroad, we'll see, oh, we are always used to Chinglish, but later when we found that, actually Americans don't say that in that way, so that's very interesting.
So you talked about American culture, so I think when you were in primary school,
uh-huh.
So what kind of like American textbooks like did you use?
I remember that was called New Horizonal. What was that? I can't remember clearly, yeah. It's original.
Other than textbooks, did your teacher tell you a lot of stuff about culture abroad or English learning stories?
Yes, because we were language school, so we focused on that. Mm-hmm. Our teacher will focus on some culture lives, foreign lives, like how Americans spend their whole day instead of like Chinese girls or boys, they play a lot, and we're really, yeah, something like that.
So, what's the difference between from what you've learned there among like American culture and Chinese culture?
Oh, quite a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, nearly every aspect. Mm-hmm. For example, for students, I've heard that their teenagers go after school in early time, like 4 or 5 p.m., but our students just work a whole day, study a whole day a lot, do a lot of exercises. Also, their parents, I think their parents are more, sensible, or they are more considerate, so they allow children to do a lot of things, to be creative, and do a lot of activities, but instead, I think Chinese parents are more strict, and they would like to set goals for their students and restrict them in the whole area. Yeah,
and I think growing up in the environment, it would be like more stressful as mm-hmm. opposed to you could do things on your own. So when you were in primary school or secondary school, have you ever participated in activities related to English?
Oh yeah, English salon or English corner. Actually, we hold a lot of competitions in our school, singing or speech or something like that.
So, which one do you like the most among all the activities?
Among all the activities, maybe singing as well as speech. Yeah, because you can practice your oral English as well as your logical thinking. Yeah, I think it's useful.
So do you like practicing English, like speaking, or is it come from a point that you're responsible to practice it? So is it more come from an interest place, or is it come from a more academic place?
Actually, first it's from outside, the mm-hmm. academic stress. Mm-hmm. Later, you have to enjoy it, because mm-hmm. you have to learn it. Mm-hmm. So why not we change another perspective and thinking of more optimistic way, so I will try to enjoy it, such as listen to some English songs as well as read some English novels. Actually, you can see a lot of videos, American TV series. It will all help you to learn more effective.
So you talked about reading English novels. So do you have a favorite reading experience? Harry Potter?
It's the most famous one almost when I was in my teenage years. Every student, no matter English version or Chinese version, they all like Harry Potter. Yeah.
So, what makes it so mesmerizing for Harry Potter for you? Because I know it is really popular among people. I want to know, what do you like about Harry Potter?
Actually, I first liked it because of the movie. Then I turned back to read the books. Maybe I fell in love with it because of the movie. I've never seen that kind of magical, also benefit for teenagers. Something like the what I theory. Other kinds of magical TV series, I don't remember the names. They are more violent, more cruel, but this one is more funny and more, like everybody in this, Harry and Ron and Herman, they're all very brilliant, and their experience, because the students, you were students
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
That means you just put yourself into that role.
Relate, right?
Yeah. You see Herman so brilliant. Mm-hmm. I would like to be that kind of girl. Mm-hmm. And Harry is so lucky, mm-hmm. Something like that.
And I think it also gives you the imagination, right?
Yeah.
Like you could, like, do you like, is imagination a big part in, like, that attracts you when you watch movies or TV shows?
Yeah, of course. Of course, when those magic. It was so amazing because every child was dreaming about being a hero or a heroine. They would like to fly. And when they used the tools to fly, it was always so exciting. I was dreaming about it. Yeah.
And also, there are a lot of superhero movies nowadays.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any English superhero movies or English movies you like nowadays?
Superhero. Actually, when I grown up, I don't really believe in superheroes,
mm-hmm.
because to some extent, I think it's very romantic and utopia. Is
uh-huh.
that right?
Yeah.
So it's not realistic.
Uh-huh.
But when I step into the society, I find that you have to pay more attention on some realistic elements,
mm-hmm.
movies,
mm-hmm.
Such as my favorite Hunger Games, anti-utopia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether that's
true. Yeah.
So I like to think more deep into
mm-hmm.
society. What's wrong with our society?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of novels and movies can reflect this aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So I prefer this kind of movies now.
So what about TV shows? Do you think, do you have any TV shows that kind of reflect what you mentioned as to like the society problems we're having?
Of course, a lot. I love American TV series
mm-hmm.
such as The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's more, of course, somebody thinks it's very
mm-hmm.
crucial
right.
or something, but I think that in such environment, it can reflect some of the human beings. No matter in that environment or the reality, we all have our bright side as well as dark side. How can you handle those bright and dark sides? How can you be active, be optimistic a lot? Besides, I watch House of Cards.
Oh my God,
that's
season 3.
Yes.
It just came out. I'm on episode 3 right now.
I haven't seen it. I'm just reviewing the
you should sport. Totally watch it. Oh my God, it's
like
so good. The acting is just incredible.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I like the political
uh-huh.
sceneries because
uh-huh.
they can...
you must like Veep as well.
Veep.
It's an American TV show.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I haven't seen it before.
But it's about a woman trying to be the president of the United States. But yeah, you should try.
Yeah.
It's called Veep. I think you will like it coming. You like political things. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
uh-huh.
So yeah, something like that. Maybe other. I used to watch some Vampire Diaries.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
You
know what I mean?
You didn't like it?
Yeah, first three uh-huh. seasons, I think. Oh, it's
uh-huh.
okay. Love boys and girls. Love. I haven't experienced that
uh-huh.
before. But later, I think, it's too... I don't know how to speak in English, but in Chinese, it's like 狗血.
Mm-hmm.
Those plots,
mm-hmm.
those things are so unrealistic and boring and dull, and
mm-hmm.
so I give it up.
Ridiculous? Is it a word ridiculous?
Yes. And out of imagination, you think, oh, that's really... not my taste, yeah.
So, you know, when we are watching movies or reading books, we might come across, you know, new verbs, new sentences. Do you find it, like, really troublesome when, like, you encounter a new word or new vocabulary?
Excuse me, the question is?
Do you find it troublesome when you have to, like, check up words in...
Yeah. Because, you know, when you watch some TV series, like, just as the House of Cards,
mm-hmm.
first of all, you don't know the political system
mm-hmm.
in America. You don't know quite well. You just know it's three parts, right? And so you have to dig into the culture itself,
right.
How they established this whole system.
Mm-hmm.
And later, you have to know... actually, the the status of the female in the society is quite different, because I believe in America, women have more status in the society instead of in Chinese culture.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know both the political, cultural, and a lot of, you know, terms included. So, honest, I don't know those. I met a lot of difficulties when I was watching the TV series, including others like the newsroom. Have you ever? Yeah, the newsroom. Actually, I'm honest, because when I watched it in the first time, I just don't know what they're talking about. What this? What that? I just know, oh, they succeed. They just get down their enemies, but I don't know how, and so I have to retake it another time.
So, you're really a keen reader on reading, watching movies, and, you know, watching TV shows, and I'm really glad that. So, like, what advice would you give to students for university students when they want to start to improve in English? Like, what advice would you give them?
It's the same interest. You know, you have to have interest in it, or you just can't keep going on. Also, don't be afraid to make mistakes. I know I have a lot of mistakes now, but I'm not afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I believe that language is a tool for communication. Of course, when you speak like more like a native, it's better for others to understand you, but if you're not, it's okay. You just practice and practice, practice, make perfect.